Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards. Good evening, VV Nation, and welcome to the channel. My name is Glenn, senior stock market strategist for VectorVest, and it is Monday. This is the 6 p.m. video, and it's all about the top weekly picks that I have for both the U.S. and for Canadian stocks. I'm going to go a little deeper into guiding you on how to pick these or use these stocks going forward for the week, and I'm going to show you how to use the power of the VectorVest system to help you to know when to get in and when to wait. If you're brand new to the channel and you do not have access to the VectorVest software, this is where you can take advantage of a $9.95 trial to VectorVest for 30 days. 30 days! And you can use the power of the guidance that we give in the software to help you with these picks. So with that, we need to take an overall look at what's going on in the market to guide you in what types of picks to look at. So let's get into the software. Here in the software, we always start at the home page because that's where we get our market timing. Looking at what's going on in the market today, a little bit of a mixed market today, but all of our major market timing calls are up. Looking at the color guard, yellow. What does that mean for these picks? Be cautious in using these picks. Only choose the stocks that are going up instead of buying the whole basket at the same time. Only use the stocks that are going up in price, making sure that they're moving up before you buy, and be cautious when investing in these stocks. Let's go to the graphs. Here's our market timing graph for the U.S. market. Definitely still going up. Big trend line going up. Bouncing off a level of support today. All of our major indicators were showing a bearish divergence, but notice that all of our indicators, with the exception of RT, have gone above the downtrend. So again, initiating or really re-emphasizing the whole idea of being cautious on these picks. All right, so let's take a look at the picks. Going into the views tab, here's 325 top weekly picks. Here's my top five weekly picks. Now, always remember that as I give you these picks every week, I want you to be in fundamentally sound stocks. That makes sense in a rising market. You want to be in stocks that have good upside potential and stocks that consistently make money. Also, all of these stocks are in uptrends. Relative timings are clearly above one. They're rising. These stocks are less volatile in that, by way of CI, these stocks go up more than they go down, and all of them have double-digit earnings growth rate. So with all of that being said, I think this is a good group of stocks. But use the guidance to know when it's time to get in and only choose the stocks that are going up and make sure you have stops. Stops, I'm going to give you about a 30% gain, 10% loss. That is 3-to-1 risk to reward on these stocks. So, you know, given the market's conditions, the market could go up, the market can go down, but these are good quality stocks. Looking at the market timing graph that is still trending higher, these are good stocks to get into, but only buy on the day when the stock is going up and think about putting a 30-10 stop. 30% gain, 10% loss. Let's graph these stocks real quick. I'm on a three-month graph. Someone asked me what graph would I use in trading these stocks. I like the MPI. It clearly shows when the stock has trend and if there's trigger on it. IESC, right at a level of resistance. I would go and put an order in 12 cents higher than the high before I jump on board because it's got its headwinds at resistance. We have trend. We have trigger. Let's go to the next one. Same thing with Celsius. This stock has been on a nice run, pulled back, found a level of support. Look at that. Found a level of support. Now going up, watch the wicks at the top. Remember, market is showing that it wants to go up. I still think that the market is getting to a point where it's getting tired, but that's what I think. I'm going to say take what the market gives you. I'd like to see 12 cents higher than the high. We have both trend and we have trigger. Go to the next one. EME, beautiful looking equity curve, bottom left, top right. Down day to day, coming off of a three-month high, but we have both trend and trigger. Let's go to the next one. Sitting in a channel, Sterling has been a nice play. Right now, bouncing around in a channel, bouncing off, nicely going up for the last five, 6 days. Let's go 12 cents higher than the high. And again, Use the power of the guidance on the homepage as well. PGR, beautiful looking equity curve, right at resistance. I think if we can get above resistance, we've got more ways to go to the upside. All right, so that is the U.S. market. Let's now bring in the Canadian market. Remember, the Canadian market only tracks about 3,200 stocks, whereas the American market tracks over 9,000 stocks. But look at this. A lot more bullish in your market. A little bit more green, still more yellow than anything. VectorVest advocates buying safe, undervalued stocks that are rising in price at this time. So again, you look at the stocks that I'm giving you for the week, make sure they're going up. And again, put about a 30% gain, 10% loss. Let's look at your graph. Wow. That's just going up, 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 above the 65-day moving average. No real sense of supporting resistance, just moving higher. All of our indicators, the MTI, the buy-to-sell ratio, and RT, all above one. You gotta love this. So I was bullish in your market as well, but it was a little tough to find five stocks that I really liked in the Canadian market, so I've got four. Notice that, again, fundamentally sound. All are in uptrends. Good high VST stocks, and they all go up more than they go down because the comfort index is above one. Double-digit earnings growth rate. Again, if the market is moving up in the Canadian market, these are great stocks to take a look at. Let's go to the graphs. Let's go back to the viewers. Now, let's graph all of these, and let's go take a look. Take off the 1 year, put this on a 3 month, take off the crosshair, and take off the last close. Wow. SHLE. This is a stock that I've had for the Canadian market as a top pick, and it's still going up. We've got trigger. We've got trend. It's a lower dollar stock trading at session highs. Love that pick. Now, DE, Decisive Division, is sitting in a channel, bouncing off support. Would love to see it go 5 cents higher than the high, break above. But overall, bottom left, top right, just consolidating right now. Next one, MDA, bottom left, top right, pull back hard to a level of support. That's a bullish sign. Notice that we never lost trigger. Trigger got to the point where it's going to go below, but did not. And we still have trend. I like the bounce off support. I would really like to see it go 5 cents higher than the high. Again, putting a 30% gain, 10% loss. This HRX, man, this is a tough one, but it is sitting in a channel, a tight little channel, big up bars when it does happen. Nice gap up today. Would love to see it break 5 cents above the high, but we both have trend and trigger on this stock. Folks, that's my top picks for the U.S. and Canadian market. I want you to use the guidance on the homepage to help you to determine if it's a good day or not a good day to get into any of these stocks. And always make sure you're buying on an up day, and use the guidance to manage the trades. I like a 30% gain, 10% loss as a stop, but here's my five picks. Folks, this week is going to be a great week, by the way. You're going to all make some money. Is it a guarantee? No, but I feel good, just like James Brown. I feel good. Folks, this video is over. And until then, next time, see ya. Hey, VV Nation, do you have access to the VectorVest tool, the most powerful tool in the industry right now? No? Well, I'm going to give you an opportunity to take advantage of an outstanding deal. Simply go to www.vectorvest.com/YT. You can take advantage of VectorVest 30 days for $9.95. That's an outrageous price for a trial. So what do you get? Well, you get the opportunity to see how we have outperformed the S&P 500 by over 2,000% for the last 20 years. We'll go down and we can see that we track over 18,000 stocks globally and have access to analyzing those. And we've got 25 years of accurate market predictions. Yes, folks, we time the market. Simply, folks, all you have to do is go to www.vectorvest.com/YT. $9.95 for 30 days. And we offer a hassle-free refund. Folks, take advantage of it right now. Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to VectorVest.com /free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.